So let's review. Our shir began with the Gemara continuing to elaborate on the minimum amounts of the various items mentioned in the Mishnah. Regarding ingredients of dye, the Mishnah said, "Kedei litzvoya ben beged cotton pisvacha," the amount needed to dye the small piece of material on top of a woman's hat. The Gemara cites a brisa which contradicts our Mishnah. "Hamaitzi saman mishruyin kedei litzvoya ben dugma le'ira." The minimum amount for herbs that were soaked and prepared to dye clothing is an amount needed to dye a sample swatch, which is smaller than the piece on the hat. The Gemara answers that in that case, the dye is ready to be used, and even the smaller amount is significant. However, our Mishnah is dealing with the ingredients for dyes. Actually making the dye requires work, and people won't bother to prepare the small amount needed to make a sample. Therefore, the small amount of ingredients is not significant. The Gemara then goes on to clarify the substances mentioned in our Mishnah as detergents. Meraglai ad ben arbon myoy. Only urine that's at least 40 days old is an effective cleaning agent. Nestor Alexandris. Only Nestor from Alexandria is an effective cleaning agent. Bairis is a substance called aholoi. However, the Gemara says there are two types of aholoi, one of which is aloe. Kimolia is the detergent called Shlof Dutz, upon which Rashi says, Lo yisparish avokach shemoi. It's not identified, however, that is its name. Ashlag is a substance found in the holes of pearls. The next Mishnah lists items that one is chayiv b'kol shu, for any amount, because even the smallest amount is considered significant. Zark the Mishnah. Palpelas kol shu, one is chayiv for carrying even the smallest bit of a certain type of pepper. Rashi says, v'ein palpa shalonu, this is not the pepper that we know. As the Gemara explains, it was used l'reich ha-peh to remove bad breath. Our pepper would be included in tavlin spices. V'itran kol shu, tar, which was used l'tzilchasa as a remedy for migraine headaches, is also chayiv b'chol shu. Mina besama u'mina matchis kol shein. One is chayiv for carrying even a small amount of pleasant smelling spices that's used for perfume and for even a tiny amount of metal. The Gemara explains the reason even a small amount of metal is considered significant, shekin ro'u lasis mimena davron cotton, because it can be used to make the tip of a stick that's used to prod oxen. The Gemara cites a related brisa. Harei lai barzel, one who made a vow to donate iron to the base of Mikdash. The minimum amount of iron he must give is an amma al amma, one amma by one amma, which would be used for kliya oirif. They put these metal tiles studded with nails on the roof of the Beis HaMikdash to keep away the crows. The Mishnah continues. One is also chayiv for carrying any amount, mi'avne ha-mizbeach u'mafar ha-mizbeach, of the stones or earth of the mizbeach, or mekek svarim u'mekek metpecheseim, decayed Torah scrolls or Torah wrappings. The Mishnah says the reason is shematznian oisan legoinzen. Since these things have kedusha holiness, they would be put away even the smallest amounts to be disposed of carefully in a place called a geniza, a sealed chamber. Nowadays we bury them. Rabbi Huda adds afa moitzi misham sheva dezar kol shu. One would also be chayiv for carrying a small piece of an accessory of a vaydezara because the Torah says the liyidbek b'chama uma min hacherim. It's forbidden to keep anything of a vaydezara. Even a tiny amount is significant and must be disposed of. At the bottom of Amud Aleph, we learn the last mission of this parak. Hamoitzi kupas hadreichlin. One who takes out a peddler's box, which has within it a lot of small boxes, einu chayiv elachatas achas. He's liable for only one karban chatas. As Rashi explains, the kula chod hoitzahi. It's considered one act of carrying the big box, even though there are many small boxes with many atoms inside. The Mishnah continues. Zarei negina, the shear of garden seeds, is a little less than the volume of a fig, which is the smallest amount that people will bother planting. Even five seeds are a significant amount, and one would be chayiv for carrying five seeds. The Gemara asks from a Mishnah on Daf Pei, which says there is a machlekes about zevel b'chol hadak, fertilizer and fine sand. One opinion is that the minimum amount is enough to fertilize one stalk of cabbage, and another is that it's enough to fertilize one leek. According to both opinions, one seed seems to be significant, which is less than that what our Mishnah said. The Gemara answers, Hadizriya, Hadalizriya. In that Mishnah, the seed is already planted and is significant because people will bother to fertilize it. But our Mishnah is talking about unplanted seeds. People will not bother to plant one seed. Therefore, the Mishnah here requires five or more seeds. However, the Mishnah says some seeds do have lower amounts. One would be chayiv for carrying two seeds of Zera Kishuin, Zera Diluin, Zera Pola Mitzri, cucumber seeds, squash seeds, or Egyptian beans, since these seeds are more valuable and even two of them are significant. The Gemara cites a brisa. Hamoitzi Garinin, one who carries out date pits. The minimum amount depends on what he's planning to do with the pits. To plant them, two seeds are considered significant. To feed animals, one is significant. As fuel for a fire, then the minimum is enough to make a fire to cook an egg. To count with them, there are two opinions, two or five. The Mishnah next discusses different types of locusts. Tziporis charamim, which the Gemara says is a type of locust. Bein chaya, bein mesa kosher, whether it's alive or dead, he's chaya for any size. Shemetzni and oisim l'refuah, because people use even little pieces of that locust for healing purposes, which the Gemara says is to improve their memories. The Mishnah also talks about the minimum amount for a chag of chaytar, a kosher locust. The Tanna Kamma says that if it's alive, one is chayav no matter how much he carries, because people will keep them for kids to play with. If it's dead, it can only be used as food. Kegregris, the shear is the volume of a fig, which is the standard size for all foods. Behuda says, af ha-moitzi chag of chaytar meis kosher, even if it's a non-kosher locust, he's chayav for carrying any amount when it's alive, because people also give non-kosher locusts to their kids to play with. The Gemara explains the machlokes as follows. The Tanna Kamma holds, one is not chayav for chag of chay tomei kosher, because people do not give their children non-kosher locusts to play with, because dilma achale, they're worried that the child will eat it, which would be aser. But the Gemara asks, ihachi taranami, if that's the reason, then you should not give him a kosher locust either, since it's an avera to eat anything live, because of the avera of bal tashaksu, not to eat anything disgusting. The Gemara answers, of course the child will not eat something live. The concern is dilma mayis for achale, the locust will die, and then the child will eat. If so, it's only a problem if it's of the non-kosher species. However, Behuda is not concerned about this because he holds Imayas, if it dies, children won't eat them. Rather, cut and miss beit sofidle, the child will mourn over the dead locust, and we don't have to worry about giving him even a non-kosher locust, and therefore the shear is b'koshu. We have Be'ez Hashem completed the 9th parak, Hadnalach Amr Rebbe Kiva. We now begin the 10th parak, Hametznia, which continues to discuss the various halachas of Hoytzah. In the previous parakim, we learned that each item, or category of items, has a minimum amount one must carry in order to be chayav. Our Mishnah teaches an exception to this rule. Zok the Mishnah. Hametznia lezera uledugma ulerefuah v'yitzi b'shabbos, chayav b'kalshu. If one puts away even one seed for planting, or to use as a sample for potential customers, or for medicine, and he then carried out on Shabbos, he would be chayav even though it is less than the minimum amount. Rashi explains, d'ho'achshaveh. By setting it aside, he showed that even the small amount is significant to him. The Gemara points out that Hamoitzi Lazer would also be chayiv. Even if he did not store it in advance, but carried it out for the purpose of planting, he would be chayiv, because this also shows that it's significant to him. The reason the Mishnah used a case of Hametznia was to teach that Hitzniyoi b'shachach lo Hametznia. Even if he forgot why he had put it away and carried it without any specific intention, he is chayiv because kolo oisa al das rishayin ho oisa. He is assumed to be acting based on his original intention.